We're going to talk about something we did not have time for last week. Mm-hmm. Things about our partner that bother us. So let's start there to make sure we get it in. And then we've got a couple other things. So let's start there. I asked this question last week and we got a lot of text messages, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails on this. And I guess the point of this is, listen, we're not, none of us are perfect.
Nope.
We're going to do something that are going, you know, it's going to annoy our partner.
For sure.
The key is if you're making a big deal out of something small, maybe there's more of a problem there, eh?
Exactly. I think, first of all, people have to figure out, is this a big deal or is it a small deal that you're making a big deal out of? There are some things that aren't just annoying. They're deal breakers, right? Mm-hmm. They are something that is really disruptive or destructive to a relationship, and those need to be dealt with head on. But often there's the kind of the little things that you used to find cute when you were dating or used to realize, oh, the fact that he's often a little late, it kind of balances me with how obsessive I am about showing up 10 minutes early to everything.
Right.
What's kind of cute or helpful or, you know, something that you when you see through rose-colored glasses early on in the relationship, you know, 5 years in, now these things can drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. And they're still little things, but they grate on your nerves. And that's something where you have to kind of look at, what of this can I own? And how, let me look at my own reaction.
Mm-hmm. So now who's got the problem? The person that has that annoying habit that bothers you, or the person that's making a bigger deal out of that than they should?
Well, and that's an interesting question, right? Mm. When I was doing some thinking about this, one of the things we talked about, I read about, was how it's important to take responsibility for your own feelings. Being annoyed is one of those feelings, right? Mm. Because often one of the examples that was used is watching your husband mow the lawn without a shirt on and him, so the whole neighborhood seeing his chest hair and so forth. And that was really annoying to this woman. And, and you know, in some cultures or in some neighborhoods, it's no big deal. But the fact that it annoys you, what is that about? And sometimes it's about, what do people think about me when they see my partner doing this? Does that reflect somehow on me? And so how can you separate where your spouse stops and where you start so that you don't have to take ownership for if your spouse does something that's annoying? It's about your spouse doing something annoying. It doesn't have to reflect badly on you. That's one example.
Yeah. I've had people in my life that worry so much about what other people think. Mm. And I've always just been that guy. I don't care. I really don't care what that person thinks. Now,
that's why you do radio and the rest of us don't.
Yes. If my partner truly found something I did annoying, even if it was not very significant, I would want to change that. Right?
Well, and I think that's one of the challenges, is recognizing that when something annoys you, to figure out that ultimately you're on the same side of the table, you're on the same team. And so if something about that's going on is annoying you, can you approach it of, how can we figure this out together? Because the temptation actually, when you see something annoying, is to nag at the person and to bag at them about it, which in actuality is then also annoying.
Right.
And so being annoying about something that is annoying actually doesn't help solve the problem.
Two annoyings don't make a right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? There you go. Put that on a bumper sticker. Two annoyings don't make a right.
That's right. And so how can you approach something in a constructive way that isn't annoying, and to figure out how to solve the problem together, and to figure out what of it is yours to own and what of it is something that they can address?
Mm-hmm. I think as we get, it's funny, things kind of go two different ways as we get older. Like some of that kind of stuff bothers me less now than it did 20 years ago.
Sure.
Say when I was younger, stuff like that would bother me more. Now it doesn't, but it can go the other way too, right? You can get older and go, man, that's driving me crazy. And it's so stupid that it's driving me crazy, but it drives me crazy.
10 years, it was annoying. 20 years in, it's even more annoying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's about, as you get older and things become less annoying, it's about having a different perspective and having an appreciation and a gratitude for your spouse and being willing to let some of the minor things stay minor and just being really grateful. My husband the other day, he pulled me aside and he said, you know, I had to clean out the sink in the bathroom because your hair, you know, was clogging the sink and it was draining really slowly. And I thought he was going to say that that was annoying. But what he said was, I will be forever grateful for the fact that I have to unplug the sink from your hair.
Aww.
And part of that comes from a history where his late wife had cancer and there was times when she didn't have any. And so he is grateful for the fact that I am healthy enough that I have hair that can clog the sink. And I think You know, and I've talked to people as they're grieving the death of a spouse, and they will say, you know, it used to be annoying to me how much attention he paid to that lawn and how much he was out there making sure every blade of grass, and I would give anything.
Yeah.
I would give anything to be annoyed by that. I miss so much that I can't be annoyed at the things that used to drive me crazy. I would love to be annoyed by those things.
Well, not long ago we were talking about dad jokes, you know, and how dads, and I remember my dad was sort of the life of the party kind of guy, and he would tell jokes and people would love Gordon, and my sister and myself and my mom, he got into a story that we've heard for the 400th time, we would all kind of roll our eyes, but what I would not give now to hear my dad tell one of those stories, right?
What a gift it was to be able to roll your eyes, and wouldn't it be cool if you could roll your eyes all over again at something that was annoying, but also endearing.
Mm-hmm. But annoying, things you find annoying in your partner. This, because if you are nitpicking about things that really aren't that significant, that really can be a symptom or a sign of maybe bigger problems in the relationship, right? It can be a warning sign, can't it?
It can be a bit of a canary in the coal mine, right? And it's sometimes when I work with couples, I think people get scared to name the big kahunas, sort of the big things that are a problem in the relationship. They sort of know that there's sort of this instinctive fear of, if I name it, there's no going back from naming this as a problem. And so there's this part of them that says, well, I'll hang my hat of annoyance on this, you know, relatively minor thing because it feels safer than to actually name the big thing that's on underneath. Because sometimes those little annoyances, what they really are is a symptom of disrespect that's much larger in the relationship, and it would be too frightening to name the whole thing. So they name just a tiny little palatable bit of it, which actually then seems trivial, but it's not if you consider it the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm. Do you often see that in therapy sessions where you're working with a couple and things are brought up and after, say, several sessions, we realize, gee, it wasn't really about that. It was about something much deeper and more serious?
Well, if I'm doing my job right, it won't take several sessions.
Well, whatever. I don't know, right? But that's a very good point.
But what we often say is, you know, like if somebody comes in and says, I'm so annoyed at how he knows he should take out the garbage and he doesn't, I'll say it's not really about taking out the garbage.
Right.
If we can work on the connection that the two of you have together and be able to repair it and have you, the two of you feeling closer, I'm not sure exactly how, but I know the garbage won't be an issue. That'll just fall off to the side because the two of you can figure that out on your own when you're relating well to each other.